my last AVN was a lot better because some girl, we were in the middle of an orgy and she started to have a seizure.
Does have not you had worse. Threesomes together?
Oh, we fucked a lot of girls.
Have you guys
together.
Gone airtight on some chicks?
Let me explain. I did it one fucking time.
And well, that's all it takes.
It was literally my first time ever doing anal.
It is another hour of power. Guess who hates that saying? Vicky Pezza, Sam Tripoli, Gareth Reynolds. It is Playboy Radio, the naughty show here on PlayboyRadio.com. Also available on All Things Comedy. Great hour we got of just debauchery.
That coffee smells delicious.
Well, I only drink good smelling coffee.
You know what? When things are about to get debaucherous, I always like to sit back with an Old Mountain Roasted.
Is that caramel I smell?
You bet it is, Vicky, along with peanuts. Why, there's a lot of flavors you're going to find in this old brand.
So we have a crazy-ass fun show for you. Guys, I hope you guys are checking out the old episodes. The last five have been gold.
Yeah.
Not that the ones before that weren't, but we've been on fire.
Season four so far from the... I'm just saying.
What are the critics saying about season four?
They like season four, but they want to know if we know where we're headed. Do we have this ending we're leading towards, you know, the season seven finale? Who's going to live? Who's going to die?
That's the whole point.
Do we have a plan?
By the way, is anyone like Matthew McConaughey's new show on HBO?
Yeah,
you like
real
it?
Good, yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
Charlie, what are you doing?
Charlie, what's happening?
I fucking love that show.
You love that show? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I chain smoke cigarettes in my bed and just watch it.
I just can't take this thing that, like, when really good-looking people start acting really ugly, that it's all of a sudden some deep shit.
Dude, the best was Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
That was the best, because you're like, Jesus God, Charlize. She's like, how you doing? You're like, amazing performance, but sweet God.
Well, here's the thing. It's like there's so many ugly actors out there who are probably... classically trained.
There's a guy who looks like Matthew McConaughey, like that character. He's like, how the fuck did I get passed up for this shit?
Matthew McConaughey. Every role now is like, what if I had AIDS?
He might really have AIDS. But, and just be like,
it might be easier just to get AIDS and not have to lose the weight every 2 seconds.
I'm on this low carb diet. Sometimes I wonder, would it just be easier to actually get AIDS?
I can eat all I want. That should be a commercial. With AIDS, I can eat anything I want. I can have cheeseburgers for lunch.
He jumps out of one of those those posters of himself before, like, look at me now. After that.
Nobody's enjoying our show. All right. A lot of great stuff. We have... Charlie, you're sitting right in front of the clock. How am I supposed to clock this shit?
We need that.
You know, some reviews. Guys, the reviews are the lifeline of this show. If without the five-star reviews, you can't hear Gareth do craziness.
That's right.
By the way, we're thinking about making naughty condoms, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have holes in them.
Surprise.
No, we don't want babies.
Oh.
We don't want babies.
I wasn't.
Does the Naughty Show want babies? We got the Naughty Show coming up. Hey, you know what I realized last? We didn't do any of our dates last episode. Where are we going to be?
Well, you kind of talked about it, but months in advance. You're like, 2 months from now, I'll be doing this.
No, that was you last week with the hotel you're playing that you got angry at us about.
Just because I only have one date and it's 2 months away. I didn't know about Friday until it happened.
No,
I plugged that.
Yeah, we'll plug it at the end. Remind me to always do that plug. But it's time for everyone's favorite, Miss Naughtylicious. Charlie, why don't you introduce Miss Naughtylicious really quickly?
Okay. Shit. A beautiful Miss Naughtylicious this week is Michelle Martinick of Moxie in Motion, former fitness model and current trainer with a past. Beautiful Miss Naughtylicious.
That's so interesting. A fitness model with a past. Who are you, Matthew McConaughey with AIDS?
And he was involved, yes. Oh, I have given a few people AIDS.
No. Really? Congratulations. Yeah. That's what we need.
Fitness aids.
So what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is Moxie Emotion, And then my personal Twitter is mmartinick, M-A-R-T-O-N-I-C-K.
Now, you are a fitness girl?
I guess you could say that. I'm a fitness girl.
I love CrossFit chicks.
Yeah, it's really popular right now. It's pretty.
Is that what you're doing? Are you doing CrossFit?
No, I'm technically a bodybuilder, which is very different than CrossFit.
I love it.
And we hate each other.
Really? No. Like, if you guys meet Ellie, is there going to be some fights? Is there dumbbells?
Exactly.
Dumbbells flying?
Kettlebells. We throw kettlebells at each other.
Oh, my God.
Her story checks out. That is the more up-to-date instrument.
No, it's just a different type of training, and it's a lot of people who do bodybuilding training aren't really fans of CrossFit.
Now, Vicky loves emo half-gay men. What? She loves like guys
Vicky
who look like they cry.
How is that even
sex?
Relevant?
But I love women who are built, shredded, look like they can fight robots from the future.
And look like they can tie you up.
Yeah,
and
I like
take
that.
Control.
Now, the guys that you date, you look like you have to date super cavemen. Like, I don't see you dating emos and skinny jeans.
You know, it's funny. I've dated a wide range of dudes because I'm pretty open to whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with dating a skinny dude. I think they end up being more insecure about it or being like, you know, not feeling quite like
you could date Dragonfly, our board guy. Could you see you and Dragonfly
just
going out?
Stand up.
Let
me see. Take off the shirt. Hey. No. Yes. I'm totally joking.
Does your dude have to be shredded?
No.
Like, or can you date like, hey, babe, I'm going to go work out. Just rocking these bag of Doritos.
All right, babe, have a good workout. Probably going to smoke some weed and take a nap.
I honestly, I've dated one guy, the guy I'm dating now, who's into fitness. Most of the guys haven't been so much. And it's actually such a change. I really like dating smart guys.
Yeah.
So I've always been like really attracted to intelligence.
It's amazing how smart supermodels are though, right? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Girls are always like, I love funny guys. And they date these like supermodels who are like, pull my finger. You're so funny.
That is
oh my god!
Pretty,
I didn't even see
pretty,
that coming.
That's a
so
good bit.
Funny.
That's a solid bit. Obviously.
Thank you. Should I?
I like the
with
bit.
That? Okay.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
It's not doing an automated teller at a grocery store. I know it's not that bit. or Kid Jeopardy. I got gotcha. You.
I would like to clarify, though. I was not saying that my current boyfriend is not also intelligent.
Oh, we already got some complaints from him. He's already on Twitter.
But he's a fitness guy.
He's a fitness guy. Now, is it total fun to go work out with your boy?
It can be. He doesn't like me telling him what to do so much, and I have a tendency to do that.
Oh, you can't yell out, like, encourage? Come on, you pussy!
Yeah, not in public.
You just text him at the gym? Come on, pussy.
Does he feel pressure to do heavier weights? Like, it'd be so weird if you and I went and worked out, and you're doing, like, the 50 pounds,
yeah.
And I got the purple weights.
And then
I'm
you're
just
doing the thing where you're like, babe, it doesn't matter who lifts more. He's like, it kind of does!
He won't own up to the fact that I am, like, creeping up on strength
That's
to him.
That's so hot.
He keeps saying I'm not, but it is. It's true. I'm going to videotape one of these days.
That's
and
great.
Post it online.
Have like, you ever? Nice. So you've dated emos before?
I have, and I find them. I don't know the one. I think of the last one I dated. He was kind of a handful. He was too emotional, so it's kind of.
Is that weird having your boy cry?
It's. I don't like.
Do you
holding
ever have
crying
the bitch
men.
Slap your boyfriend?
Oh man.
Only when they ask me to.
How great, though, if you were to, like, cry. These would be great arms to just cry into. You'd be like, I'm so secure. There'd be a thunderstorm. You'd be like, nobody's going to get me.
Why do I feel like you're always the outside spoon?
I do like I do like being the outside spoon. Gosh, sorry. You guys are too funny. I'm losing my train of thought. My boyfriend now is huge, so it's
out.
A new experience for me. I usually am kind of dudish.
Do you like that though? Is it cool to have like a real big caveman? I call them knuckle draggers. Like girls always see what MTV teaches girls is like emotional guys are great, and you see these dudes who like look like they have mascara on and all that stuff, and all the girls date them, and then somehow they just meet up a knuckle dragger who just caveman fucks them, and then they realize that's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly. It is. It's exactly
like
what it's
supposed
to be.
Like, you're taught to, like, these emo guys. Like, television's like, hey, look at us. We're emos. We're cool. Get chicks. And then you get, like, a real knuckle dragger. You know what I'm saying? A guy who's got a couple felonies and got gold teeth. And you're
sure.
Like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to like. That kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. A gold tooth knuckle dragging monkey man.
Yeah. That's what every woman wants.
It's really uncool, bro. I'm just trying to be honest here.
Hey.
Trying to cut through the crap. Now, can we talk about your past?
My past.
Dude, I wish we need a sound effect for the past.
Sam, why don't you just come over here and slap me in my face?
Okay. Okay. We need can we talk about your past?
It was like a breeze. I pictured really sand. I pictured a lot of sand.
What's a bum bum? Like, what's the X Files sound effects? Can we talk about your past?
What's the
lawnmower
one?
Yeah, I think we got it. I'm going to stick with the breeze. Let's find out about this past. The breeze nailed it.
You are the sound effect guy.
Hey, and I will not be told how to do them.
Is that really your job, sound effect guy?
I do a lot of jobs, but mainly, yeah, it's that. Mainly it's that.
So my past, gosh, I'm trying to launch into it. I used to be a dominatrix.
Whoa! Oh,
there we go. No. All right, bomb!
Whoa. No, but I joke that I actually used to be a personal trainer, and then I got into domination for a while, and I was like, I love getting paid to yell at people all day. Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing.
So you're a master.
I'm a master at my craft.
And were your clients men or women?
Mostly men, not women that often, and... When I've talked to other people about it, we've kind of come to the decision or the realization that women don't have to pay for that. That's why women aren't clients.
Did you have any crossover clients? Like, were there people you trained in the gym by day and then at night, you know, whipped?
I would say I've led those two careers at different times.
Okay.
So there hasn't been much crossover. I have yelled at a lot of my clients for being fat, ugly slobs and telling them that they should get on track with their diet.
Thank you, mistress.
Amazing if you're pouring, like, candle wax on a guy's like, you're really familiar face, though. You know what I mean? Like, I swear to God, I think we met.
That happens. I think I was the worst dominatrix ever, though, because I really would start getting into the fitness stuff. I'd be like, you really should do more yoga.
It's not what I'm here for, please. I'm a baby.
Like, I can't tie this leg behind your head very well.
I'm a grown-up baby. I wouldn't be able to go to a gym because I'm two.
I did have a grown-up baby for a while, and I really enjoyed that.
Why?
Oh, why?
What did you do? Would you breastfeed him?
I would put him in a diaper.
Why do you guys
like really
that?
Which was really fun. Somehow, sorry, like, putting a grown man in a diaper is really, like,
I bet it's
fulfilling.
Awesome. Hey, go, buddy. Go to school.
And then, yeah, he would pretty much want to, like, do breastfeeding stuff, and I would get to, like, wear big 50s dresses and drink martinis and scream at him and be the drunken mommy dearest.
Oh, man.
It's pretty Jesus. Fun.
Like, who doesn't want to do that and get paid lots of money?
I think I know what I want to do. Get drunk and yell at people.
I want to shoot a video called Bad Bitches Budget Beatings, Quality Beatings at a Low, Low Price. And it was like Groupon for bondage and stuff like that. I think that would be hilarious.
I want to be involved.
What is your... Oh, can you be the star of it?
Yeah,
I know you got this other business. Would you do it, though?
Wait, two questions. What?
Would you be in the video?
I would be in the video.
Do you still have your leather?
I think I can dig that out of my trunk.
Oh,
it's in there somewhere.
Does it fit your rock arms, your rockets,
you know,
your
that's
guns?
True. I put on a little more muscle since I did that. I'd have to check. But leather stretches. It's mostly latex, actually. I kind of didn't like wearing leather as much. It was like, I don't know. I was more of a latex
okay.
person.
Final question. Then we got to bring in our next guest. Now, what was the weirdest thing anyone's ever asked you to do?
Gosh, there's so many. What was the weirdest? I had a guy who wanted me to, he called me up. He wanted me to, like, put his balls and cock, like, in a vice and render him useless.
Oh, my God.
Because the reason was he was going through a divorce with his wife.
And that's what he felt
and
like was happening.
She hated him so much. She was the breadwinner. She said she would give him, like, all of his stuff, half of everything, if he did this. And so he wanted his stuff more than he cared about, like, reproducing
it
again.
He wanted you to hurt him?
Yes.
To remove it.
He just wanted me to beat it so bad that it like,
never
was
came
useless.
Back.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't do this, though, because I didn't want him to come back and kill me in a year because he regretted it. I was like, I don't think that'd be a smart business choice.
That is the craziest shit
probably,
I've ever
like,
heard
the
in my
weirdest
life.
Thing that I had ever.
After
probably
he
listening.
Blew through all the ex-wife's money, then he's gunning for you.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
No,
he's gonna be like, "What did I do to my dick?"
Now use one of your magic spells to make it work again. I fucked up, wizard lady.
Now, how do you pronounce your last name? I want to make sure I get it right.
Martinek.
Okay, guys, give it up for the new Miss Naughtylicious, Michelle Martinek. Martinek, and we'd love you to stay around for the rest of the show, and we'll promote anything you want to promote. Websites, what do you want to push right now?
Most of my personal training business, although people may not want to come see me now.
Hey, do you think later in the show you could bench press a couple of our adult film stars?
I might be able to, although to be honest, I don't bench a lot because I was actually just talking to Danica about this. With breast implants, you can pop them.
Yes.
So, and especially like even in bodybuilding.
Do you have
breast
implants?
I have breast implants.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah. That was such a yes.
Wow!
You might
titty,
want to
titty, go,
maybe
go
join
puff.
This
titty,
contest
titty,
later.
Titty, titty, Cocoa Puffs.
So I don't bench a ton. Every now and then I will, but I might be able to bench one of them.
That's fucking awesome.
Maybe squat one of them better.
That is awesome. All right, Michelle, please stay around, hang out for a little while, enjoy the show. You're a big part of the second part of the show, but we got to get into it. Today, we got a packed show.
We do.
We got a packed show. It's chaos. Real quick, can we give a shout out to Playboy Radio for having 95 mics available?
Thank you, Playboy
Radio.
That's
an official shout out.
Thank you, Playboy Radio, for having all these microphones. Because people have asked us, hey, man, why don't you do the show over there? And we're like, no, why would we leave Playboy?
Well, Sam, you know, without all these microphones, it would, you know, it would.
Without you guys, what?
Without all these microphones, it would just be
us talking to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree. Okay. I couldn't agree more.
Because no one would hear it.
Yeah, without you guys, we're just talking to ourselves. Please welcome to the show. I think they're some of the funniest guys working today. And, you know, they're blowing up. They run this incredibly funny show called The Dirty Show in the Inland Empire. It's a record sold out like 5 years straight. It's the craziest show I've ever played. I close out all the time. And when I get there, I dread it because I'm like, how am I going to follow all this chaos? And the crowd is always the best. They're always funny. They're so funny. You can find them at identicalentertainment.com. They're the Smash Brothers. My good friends, Corey and Chad. What's up, guys?
That was a hell of an intro. The reason the show's good and big is because cocaine and pills.
Yeah. Dude, but people don't realize it is. You got to book these guys on it. Dude, you got to do this show.
I'm down.
These two open the show. How much time do you do?
Usually 40. We start with 40.
They open up with 40. Wow. And they're just filthy. And they just crush. You're like, this is what we're starting with? Where am I going? And every comics tell me they think the same thing. They're like, this is what we're starting with. And dude, it is chaos. I've done a show there where I had a mom. One girl's giving another girl that while the mom is smacking her bare ass on stage.
Yep. We had a mother and son last week.
We gave the mom anal beads while the son spanked her. And say you're a bad mom.
Hold on.
You're a bad,
what do you
bad
mean
mommy?
By gave her anal beads? Like put them
question.
In
well,
or just
no,
handed
we,
them
we
to
give
her.
Out about $500 worth of sex toys every month. So she had to do something to earn anal beads.
And then we asked her if she enjoys anal, and she said, of course. So I just reached into the bag of tricks, pulled out these fucking balls the size of some trucker balls on the back of a hitch. And I told him, I said, mijo, pay attention, because you're going to hear your dad start your mom's ass up like a lawnmower tonight when you get up.
Yeah, the crowd went fucking crazy.
No, you guys do give away sex toys. Yeah. And the story was at one time you gave away like a double dong, right? Yeah.
And a 78-year-old black lady from Louisiana or Mississippi ran to the front. We couldn't give away because all the white girls were scared of it. This old black lady ran to the front and could not wait. She said she'd bury it, and it's probably 18 inches long, probably 3.5 inches thick.
She said it needs a handle on the other end because she's going to bury this motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
No, but the story is you gave a double dong away.
Yeah.
And then after the show, you're walking, and you walk by some limousine, mm-hmm. and you open the door, mm-hmm. and two chicks are using the double
dog.
Yeah,
that was another time.
Well, they usually wait in the limo. I mean, we're not that cool. We have a limo sponsor that takes us to the show. We can get drunk on Fireball and fuck groupies. So we go into the limo, and they're already butt-to-butt slamming it with this double-headed dildo.
And there was an audience around, and everyone was cheering. It was like the greatest tailgate.
So I just hopped in. I was already fluffed up, and then just started pounding them.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah, never pass up on free pussy. I don't care what it
looks
like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is, when I do the show, this is what I dream
fuck
about.
Yeah. There's no such thing as bad pussy, I swear to God.
There's some
bad pussy. No, in the jacuzzi, it'll clean right up.
Fuck yeah.
That's great that you're also twins, because it's just
right.
Like the filthiest shit with a, like, go for it.
If one guy comes early, it's like, hey, you're in. Fuck this for a little while.
That's right.
That's how we do it.
Now, the best part is... You get their number. You don't know who you're talking to.
It's all the same.
Well, we lie to them anyway. It doesn't matter. I mean, before I was sleeved up, well, we dress, you know, fairly nice on stage. They don't know who they're fucking.
No. Now, you guys sleeved up. Was that a conscious decision? Should we sleeve up different?
Well, now we just wear long sleeves so we can't get any type of judgment. If we look, you know, a little bit similar when it comes to clothes, and if Chad's fatter, then it doesn't matter.
Right. Such a
now, How you guys got the Dirty Show started is an awesome story. Now, can you guys tell it?
In April, it'll be 8 years ago, we ran a Starbucks just making everybody laugh. And by the way, we've got kicked out
of... You were managing a Starbucks?
No, no. We went into it and just raising hell. Like, literally took the store hostage.
And we weren't getting booked that much because we were just too over the top and filthy. So
you guys are filthy.
Yeah, I mean, in L.A., they wouldn't book us. And then we're like, you know what? We're just going to go to the Inland Empire, which is about 42 miles east. And there's a club there called Ontario Improv. And we said, look, we got this idea for a show. They go, hey, it'll never work. We said, just give us a chance. Our first show, we put 280 people in the seats.
Wow.
And most of it was paid. I mean, we make our own mom pay. We're fucking half Jew. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
Everybody must pay.
They got
pay.
Jews in the Inland
Empire. Yeah.
There's synagogues everywhere.
Yeah, we're German Jews. We're both sides of the fence.
Right.
that's tough. Yeah.
So we started doing the show, and we packed it out, and then another month packed it out, and then now it's been 89 months straight of sold out.
Yeah, but how did you fund it?
Well, with our own money. We were on that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and we got $175,000.
And we figured out we're as smart as a fourth grader.
Right. And how we got that show was crazy. We got kicked off Last Comic Standing because I said fucking cunt, and I didn't mean to, but it just came out.
Yeah, because we're that's what you guys
do. I mean,
do.
That's what we do. I mean, I'm not going to...
And they told us right beforehand, all right, guys, and they looked specifically like, and don't say fuck or cunt, and like... 35 seconds later, fucking cunt came
and,
right out.
And who were the judges?
Alonzo Bowden, Ant, and Kathleen Madigan. Ant automatically said, take him to that next round. And then Kathleen said no. And then Alonzo went back and forth on it. And then eventually he said no. Actually, we thanked him because we were leaving. And this car pulls up and goes, are you twins? And I go, fuck yourself. You know, yeah. I was pissed because we slept on the streets of Melrose for 3 days. And he goes, I go, yeah, we're twins, bro. And he goes, hey, you guys want to be on TV? I go, what? It's a fucking camera show? I go, yeah, dude, that's why we're here. And he goes, call me in a week. I'm going to put you on a new TV show. This is before it was out. We show up a week later, and Jeff Foxworthy pulls up, and he goes, you're on my new TV show. We're like, no shit.
No
what is
way.
It? We had no idea. So we ended up doing it. We got to $300,000. Didn't know the answer. $175,000. So we took that money and made the Dirty Show.
And then just invested every fucking penny into merchandise, paying the comics, you know,
dildos.
Money, and buying radio ads on local radio stations and flyers and tickets and blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, here we are 8 years later, and our picture's hanging up on the fucking wall inside the Improv. So
that's wow. awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's so. Awesome.
That's crazy. That's fucking awesome.
That is okay. You've been touring with Ralphie May. How's that been going?
It's been going good. Actually, we leave again this Saturday morning with him. We've been touring for the last 7-8 months with him. We've done like 20-something states in Canada. And we actually filmed our first special, which comes out in the spring.
Where it comes out on?
I really can't.
I don't
say.
Care if it's on internet. It's going to be
it's a cable network. It's cable a major network. Cable network.
Ooh. You can't say what it is.
No. I could tell you that it's called Ralphie May's Filthy Animals.
Yeah,
I can tell you.
Oh,
there's
that's
two,
great.
There's two networks fighting for it. So when they decide who buys it, then we'll go from
that's
there.
That's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, we filmed it in Portland, and
it was us, Chuck Roy, Danielle Stewart, and Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh, that's great. And I love. Ralphie May. Always been a class act. Always been a great guy.
Good dude.
Just a destroyer.
I mean, we open with 40 minutes and then he does 2 to 2.5. So it's over a 3-hour show.
2 hours.
Plus. Yeah. And it's different from the first early show to the different show. I mean, he'll close with some of the same shit, but he changes it up every night because he gets bored with what he does.
I'm the same fucking way.
Yeah,
dude.
And it's awesome. I mean, he has a huge tour bus and
we just get on and let the smoke flow.
Right. And get to each town and try to fuck as many strangers as possible.
Fucking it.
How are Ralphie May groupies?
Well, he's married, so he takes them and just gives them to us, and then I choke him out and beat the shit out of
that's
them.
That's it.
Most of
and
them.
And since he's married, he just goes to bed and cries himself to sleep.
And us. We just drink Fireball and fuck.
Now, Lana doesn't go out with him?
Well, they have two small children that are in school now, so we... When there's local shows, yeah, we rotate out. Like, she was with them in Florida this month. Now we fly to Baltimore this weekend and then go from there, you know.
And where do they love the Smash Brothers the most?
El Paso, Texas.
Cleveland.
We're famous in El Paso, Texas. I don't know why, but they love us there and we love them. Probably because Mexicans, because we like to fuck them.
Yeah, who doesn't? No. Who's like, oh, no, thank you, Mexicans.
No, they're squirters, too. 99% of a Mexican squirt, and
just keep your horchata out of her piñata, and you're in good fucking shape.
That's great. Now, listen, the white ladies in the room, are you into the Latino sausage? I know you have boyfriends, but if you were
the
single,
chorizo.
Do you like a lot Latinos?
I think my foist.
That's okay. Yeah, New York.
My first
and doing as a New York gangster.
My first boyfriend was Latino. Yeah,
I've been having a lot of my female friends who are like in their mid to late, and you ladies are very young, but that my other friends who are like 35 and up, who aren't in relationships, they're going down to Latin America and getting third world dick. They're getting green card dick. That's women it. Have flipped it and realized to stop going on to like eHarmony and Christian Mingle and start getting some green card dick. Why can guys go and get Asian chicks off the internet and everyone's cool with that, even though they look at it like, oh, that's creepy. But you know, yeah. Women never do it. Finally, these ladies are like, enough of this American bullshit. Mm. I'm going down where the laws are loose. And there's plenty of dudes who want green card dick.
Yep. And if they act up.
And they
up,
believe in themselves.
If they act up, talk up, you call La Migra and they're asking
yeah,
down.
Yeah, immigration.
The
get the fuck out
of
here.
Out of my house.
Fuck off.
And even if they leave you because they got the green card, there's yeah. another, their cousin, their brother, oh, yeah. their uncle is waiting for their lifeline up.
Fucking their brother. I'm going to marry your brother.
Yep. Why not?
Yep.
Stop. I would just be turning burning.
Fucking
I'd be doing serving number quattro. Yep. Quattro.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. I want to get into our next stuff. We're supposed to have one more person right here. Okay. Okay, cool. I'm very excited for our next show. So where's the what's the craziest gig you guys ever done? And I'm so happy you guys are on the show. You're very cool. You got me into the dirty at 12:30.
Yeah, was that fun in Vegas?
Oh, it's the second time I did it during the AVNs. Yeah. I have fun. You know, hanging out with you guys, I realize I'm not as dirty as I used to be. I got away from just being filthy. And it was kind of what I've been talking about. It's just like I watch like Workaholics, and they're so filthy on that show. And all I keep hearing about, you got to work clean, got to work clean. It's like, where is this clean world?
Yeah, we try not to work clean.
Fuck that. If we get told what we can say or can do, we tell them to fuck off. It's
have
not
you had
worth...
threesomes together?
Oh, we fucked a lot of
have
girls
you guys
together.
Gone airtight Whoa. On some chick?
Eiffel Tower on a weekly, every other day basis.
I actually served his wife divorce papers when he was married, and she thought it was him, and I ended up fucking her.
Shut up!
Yeah, I ended
Is that a real story?
No, I swear.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of the deal. That was fucking bullshit.
Were you mad
It was $100. It was $100.
And next thing I know, I had the divorce papers in my back pocket. She's like, I want to work this out. I'm like, look, you're crazy, bitch. I want this over with. She goes, and next thing I know, she unzipped it, pulled out my sausage, started choking on it. And I'm like, all right, I can wait a couple more minutes. Next thing I know, I just bent her over because that's what Latina's like. I hammered it, and I cummed on her back, took out the divorce papers, I swear to God, and slammed it right on my cum spot. And I go, you've been served, bitch, twice. And then I fucking ran out, and she tried shanking me, and I fucking jumped in his truck. And I called him on the way home. I'm like, you're divorced, bro. You're divorced. Let's go on the tour with Ralphie May. And I jumped on the tour bus, and we're out.
I can listen to you guys all day.
And it was bullshit. That part kind of hurt. It made Thanksgiving a little uncomfortable. That's all I know.
Fucking A.
So funny.
Yeah. I mean,
so funny. All right, man. We're supposed to have a third girl here. I'm just waiting for her to be here for this humongous event that we're doing. Man, what a great show. I'm having a great time. Why don't we bring them in one at a time? Let's bring in the first girl. Her name is Danica Dillon. She was here at the, she was recently in. And we met her at, we saw her at AVN. She's part of the AVN show.
This is about her fourth appearance.
This
on
is
the
about
podcast.
Her fourth appearance. Please welcome, go right over here. She does not look happy with us.
Hi, Sam.
How are you? Why are you angry?
I'm wonderful.
You seem it. You are you mad right now? We're here
no,
to
I'm
celebrate
hungry.
Your new fake boobs.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yes. I started a diet today.
Does that mean you got it off cocaine?
I've never done cocaine.
Never.
Asshole.
You've never done coke?
Go. No.
Ever?
Never.
In your life?
Oh, my gosh. The first time I'd ever seen, like, masses, like, of it was at AVN this year. And everyone's, like, doing lines. And I'm like...
Hold on. What room
I'm
was
okay.
that, by the way?
I can't show you.
You went in and there was a big pound of cocaine.
Yeah, it was just freaking everywhere. And everyone's, like, smashing
that's
it up with their credit
to,
cards. And I was like...
text me.
All right, guys, I'm out.
I took something to go. Fuck that
do you
shit.
Do, have you guys done blow?
To go
we prefer
I
weed,
know, right? Well, next time I know.
You prefer weed?
Yeah, we
but
prefer
I've
weed.
Had girls on tour do it off my cock like Lady and the Tramp.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It looked like there was powdered donuts all over the whole fucking bathroom.
Yeah. And they all walked in on me, and my cock was out. And I'm like, oh, and they spilled it on the ground. They were so ratchet. They used their license and snorted it off the ground.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Hey, but it was a booker in another state,
that's
so we had
so
to get
ratchet.
Booked again. You know
oh.
That's so dirty.
Yeah, that is
that
dirty.
Is why is that dirty?
I don't know.
It's
I
a bathroom just, floor.
Are you against
it? Bathroom floor.
You're definitely doing a couple of lines of pubes.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Most people shave. There was no pubes.
Nothing wrong with that. So how were the AVNs?
They were good. I got to present an award, and that was about it. And
what
then
was
I
the
slept.
Award you presented?
I think best female actress.
Oh.
Because we have actresses.
You sure do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And who won?
Remy LaCroix. I always want to
she's
pronounce
the best
it the
actress?
Correct way.
I did once when she was here.
And then she
and
corrects
did
you.
Not go well.
She's like, no, I'm American. And I'm like.
But there's an X in
there's
it.
There's an X.
So did you see any, besides the mounds of cocaine, did you see any kind of debauchery going on during AVN weekend? Did you witness any?
I did not.
Nothing.
You know, my last AVN was a lot better because some girl, we were in the middle of an orgy and she started to have a seizure.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
People are like, that girl's coming so hard. No.
If my dick
God.
Was in her,
okay.
I'd feel like a stud.
No,
be like, I made you seize.
Yeah, so, stop. Question from...
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Now you're talking about the AVN awards and... I'm thinking about how much someone I know likes ass to mouth porn.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking, I always have this debate
I'm
with
like,
this
did
person.
You
do they have like a supporting role award? And who's the supporting role? The sucker or the person getting fucked in the ass?
Great question.
Great
question.
Well thought.
Who's the award winner
chicken
in ass
the
to
egg.
Mouth?
Chicken
or which
the
is
egg.
The worst role?
You've done ass to mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love you.
When you're doing
I do
ass,
a lot of dirty things.
When you do, dude, I watch you get gangbanged by three black guys. What's going through your head during that?
A cock.
Literally. Right through the back of my head.
Yeah, right through,
into
tight,
my ears, out through my nostril.
Does airtight hurt?
No.
You enjoy it? Is that something you enjoy?
I enjoy it if their dicks aren't like... 10 inches long.
Guess what?
We're
what do you know? We're
6
in.
Inches
on a hot summer day, and right now we're in the winter. So
are
it's
you
about
guys
a,
6 inches?
Each.
About six and three
yeah.
quarters.
I ran into a set of twins at AVN this year, and I was perfect. Like, you know, that's on my bucket list. I want to have a threesome.
We should totally do this.
And they were like, oh, we can't be in the same room together.
Oh, we can't.
And I was like,
all
yeah,
we
can.
You meant the opposite.
I'll push on his ass as he fucks you.
That's brotherly love.
That is true.
That's brotherly
can you, love. Is 6 inches enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
what do you think? Oh, I saw a weird reaction to 6 inches. You're like, huh, fuck. For an appetizer.
But if they're in both.
Maybe to floss my teeth with.
Shit.
That's a true statement.
That's okay. Some girls are just size queens. Are you a size queen? Do you need, like, what are we talking? 6, 7? Tell me when to stop.
5, 6, 7, 5, 8, $9.
It's thickness. It's not so much
yeah,
length.
Yeah, it's not length.
I think I have, like, a bit of a short canal. So it's like.
Oh, so you got shallow
she
pussy.
Wants a, she wants a 5-inch long.
5-inch.
You want,
five
you
inch
want,
round.
Yeah, you want yeah, a tuna just, can. You just want, like, 3 inches and just this wide.
You want a yeah, guy with exactly. barrel syndrome.
Yeah, like a snack yeah. pack Pringles can. Like, real, like a fucking, you know. Right. Perfect.
Yeah. Then I'm good to go.
Yeah,
you are good. Good to, that's great. So yeah. So we have some twins here. It might not happen right now, but I feel like, you know, I'm going to talk to you guys after the show. Yeah. So you got new boobs. Can we see them?
Well, I just took my the tape off, so
okay,
I still
so,
have this, like, this. They're not the prettiest.
Do you still have nipples?
I still have nipples.
Then that's all we really care about.
You really want to see them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I want to see them.
We're having a
it's a tit
competition.
Off.
A tit off.
Yeah, but I already told you before I came on the show that I wasn't participating.
No,
in your lovely
you're not.
Tit
you
off.
Didn't participate in what we thought.
Thank you,
you
for
thought,
calling
well,
it lovely.
We mixed it up.
I know. Last time he had some psychotic person singing to me that looked like he was going to eat me.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, look
oh.
at those.
Oh, wow.
Fun. Those are fun.
Not even 4 weeks old.
Are they
old.
Sensitive?
Oh, still?
Well, they're kind of numb underneath still. They
can I touch them?
Covered up.
Why?
Where have your hands been today?
Give me some sanitizer.
Just all
give
over
me some
Playboy
fucking sanitizer.
There's a 5-gallon bucket in the other room. Grab
I
that
know.
Sanitizer.
That's all. Here, I'm going to sanitize my hands real Jeez. Quick.
Wow, this isn't going to be clinical at all.
Look at Charlie.
Let me hand
warm
sanitize
hands
my
up,
hands
warm
before
up.
I gingerly touch your breasts.
Now, just be
That's
delicate.
A really big bottle of
injured.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it's Playboy Radio. You got to be smart.
I'm on very, your side. Very.
Oh wow, they're very, in, very nice, very nice.
You're
wow.
gonna knock me
Those
over.
Some
You're gonna
you
knock me
them.
Over.
Okay. Can she touch them? Let a female. Oh, female doesn't have to clean her hands.
I will
was
just
watching
be polite.
Her.
Reach
the difference
it.
Is you don't to tell the female to wash her
hands. Yeah, because she knows.
Wow.
I was like, enough with the marching.
That is a naughty-licious proverb. Whoa. The difference is you don't
so
have to tell the female.
Can the twins from
so
the IE touch them?
Yeah, we just happen
please
to.
Please don't do that to me.
I want that.
Or I won't do shit like this.
We brought our pap smear equipment,
what
so let's do
tell
this.
Tell them about Vegas.
Oh, that was great. That was great. That was so funny. Wow, nothing happened in Vegas.
Cocaine, apparently.
Damn it, you guys are perceptive.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I...
Mia
no,
went
I
to the fucking comedy store.
Oh. Wait, contestant
no.
three?
Yes. Let's bring in contestant two. We only got two contestants.
We have enough microphones now.
What are these lovely ladies doing?
Oh, my God. Hi. That's very nice, Danica. I didn't know if they'd be touchable yet. I had warned
Well,
him,
they're
so.
Not supposed to be touchable. My first shoot tomorrow is back... Tomorrow at Penthouse, they get my first big
oh, we don't know
back,
anything about that
so
company.
Excited.
This is Playboy Radio.
But I love Playboy, and I would love to be on the cover of one of their magazines.
We're
going to
make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Whoa, did you get shocked?
What the fuck?
They're
what
charged.
Happened?
They're charged.
Oh, my God. As if I'm not struggling enough already. I'm shocked.
Oh, my God. Why are you talking like this? Why are you talking
you
like a tranny?
Me in Vegas. You know why I'm talking like this.
Oh, you've lost your voice.
Vegas stole my voice, my morals. My money.
Do you have Vegas AIDS right now? You ever get Vegas AIDS where you're just like coughing sick and all that shit? Yeah.
I start overdosing on Airborne and vitamin D before I even go.
Yeah.
That's I'm like, smart. Okay. Because I got the two kids. I'm like, okay, I can't get them sick because then my life sucks for 3 weeks.
Oh, you just got shocked. Now you're trying to tongue it.
Yeah.
Alexa Ames, everybody, welcome to the show. Contestant number two, and I guess our final one.
Holla.
We're supposed to have Mia Isabella here.
Well, I think it's safe to say Mia loses.
You say she's coming in third?
I'm officially saying no. She's out, yeah.
So how did it go? What are you doing, putting on your pants now?
I get here to look good, and then I make myself at home.
Yeah, okay. Mr. I don't want you in yoga pants, so I stopped, pulled over, and changed into a fucking skirt for you.
I never said you couldn't wear yoga pants. You said I'm wearing yoga pants. I go, okay, great.
No, you went, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that. I
Why
said,
did
okay,
you say
great.
It like that?
Because she goes, I'm in yoga pants with no underwear. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
No, he sent me a DM on Twitter and goes...
Uh-oh. Oh, what
well,
a
how creepy says DM. Evidence.
Why are you looking that up? Hold on. Talk about BSing. We have evidence that you came on our show last time and talked about.
It was one
never
time.
Hey,
it
you
was
can't
one
fight the
time.
System with a voice
it
like
was
that.
One fucking time.
You were talking
it
about you've never done
time.
Anal, and we found
hey,
anal.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
You
I don't
said
like
you
to
didn't
feel
know
like
you're
being yelled at by a puppet, doesn't it?
Look, yeah, Coke fucked her voice up.
Damn it. Okay. All right.
I looked into it like it was a beautiful Stargate. Now it's just a
you're coming in too hot again.
All right.
Let me explain. I did it one fucking time. And
well, that's all it takes.
It was literally my first time ever doing anal. Did it on camera. And I don't like to promote it. Because
this is so funny.
And I've only done it one time.
You can never get that virginity back.
I tried to pretend like it didn't happen.
That's like,
it's like one of those things. Like, you know, you give birth and you hate your child, so you just pretend like they're not there.
That's how I feel about the blood.
Yeah, or drop them off at a firehouse.
The mother?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Let's talk about that reverend friend of yours.
Welcome to my childhood. I'm just kidding again. I'm sorry. Bad joke.
No.
But yeah, let's stop talking.
Not in front of us.
Let's stop talking about my anal experience.
So we're gonna that can be available on naughtyshow.net. We're gonna put that out to prove
her first anal scene.
Yes.
Ever.
Ever.
It is sad because it was called Let's Try Anal, and all these people before it, when the trailer came out, they're like, oh, that bitch is probably a gaper. She probably takes it all the time. And then you saw when the scene actually came out, people were like, that poor girl. Because you could see my face was like,
Like I sat
so
I sat
fucking
with
funny.
A butt plug in my ass for 2 hours, and I was like, "Y'all can deal with this."
Sure,
so
wait,
fucking
let's try
funny.
Anal.
Wait, I have a question. But so, do you mean this is the first time you ever did anal on in, camera
and in real life?
In real life,
oh,
ever?
Wow. Jesus
that's
Christ!
Jesus.
That's like the first time you
it
try to
so
hit a baseball
bad.
Going to Giant Stadium.
You know what? See, this is the thing though. Is I was so hungry because I got off the airplane.
Sounds like it. Yeah. dick.
And they were like, you can't eat for 12 hours. Well, so I hadn't eaten.
Okay.
So by the time the anal scene comes around, I was seriously, I was just like, jam that thing in my ass. Every inch deeper it gets, I'm closer to Thai food. So every now and then you
can we put that on a t-shirt? By the way, can we put that on a t-shirt?
Seriously.
Every time you see a smile, I'm thinking about chicken pad Thai. I'm just like,
is that all it takes? $4.95 combo B?
Yeah.
Now, you asked a question about ass to mouth, and it was a great question. Right?
I've always wondered that.
Have you ever done ass to mouth?
I don't think I should answer that on air.
That's
great
a
great answer.
Answer. No.
That's a yes.
That's a great answer.
Civilian and yes.
Yeah.
Charlie's friend is staring at us
I have
like
so many
he's
questions
disgusted
for those
with us. Okay, twins, do you have a question for either the adult film star before we get into our trivia?
You're obviously married, right?
Yeah.
How does that work out, having your husband watch you get banged by three black guys?
He doesn't watch it.
He doesn't?
Oh, I'd want to see what my wife's
he
doing
has.
At fucking work.
He has
would,
watch
you
it.
Get, would you be cool with that?
Oh, she's just my girlfriend. I don't care about a wife. I'd want to fucking see how much foot
I did
of
porn
cocks
before.
Going in.
No,
I'd be
we
cool,
were married.
Dude, as long as five black guys didn't turn her pussy into like a blown out baked potato from Wendy's.
Right?
You know,
no,
then we're good.
No blown out pussies here.
Yeah.
No bacon bits.
I don't. Is it prolapse? I don't prolapse anywhere.
Okay.
I don't know
inside.
Why anybody wants prolapsing, by the way. It's very...
It's
I thought that was a pill
it's
you're
something
relapsing.
People want?
Yeah. Well, do guys want their dicks put in vices?
Yeah, I guess. That's true.
We call a great point.
We call that radio
the
touche.
Sam, the only scene I've ever turned down was a prolapse scene. They wanted me to be in it. Licking some girl's prolapse
oh,
anus.
Okay.
And,
I'm minusing
like,
points
oh,
on
yeah.
you right now.
No, you can't.
She didn't
I
do can. It.
I didn't
she
do didn't it. Do I turned it. It down.
Okay, you get a point for that. Okay.
But I think it's disgusting.
I do too. I just want nothing to do with it. Okay, Charlie's got the big board out. What we're going to do is we're going to name who's Miss Fake Tatas. Do you have fake tatas?
Yeah, they're real fake.
Okay.
Wow.
Can we see them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fun.
Oh, fun. Oh,
okay.
Fun.
Okay, we got two fake tatas here. We got two fake tatas. We got two.
Tell me what the contest is.
Okay, the contest is who's got the fake,
who
the best
wants,
fake boobs.
And it's brought
well,
to you by Jaguar.
I don't think that counts because mine are 4 weeks
Hers
old.
Are brand new.
Mine are brand new.
You got 36,000
hey,
miles.
Hey, hey,
I know, right?
Hey, hey. I just made up a fucking title. It's not a real
How
thing.
How about we put your tits next to our Sam no. and then we just judge from that?
I would crush both of your tits. Thank God tits
I
are great.
I want to motorboat you.
I just grabbed him and twerked his nipples. So
oh,
why don't
yeah.
you go motorboat
no,
him?
Don't even think of
it. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
Are tits defined by closest to real or just like get you the hardest?
What do you want them to be?
Here's
we can go right now.
I hate AVN every year and their fan votes because they're like, oh, best tits. I think there should be two categories, best real tits and best fake tits.
I agree. Okay, yeah. I agree.
Should be two.
Well, let's start
yeah.
that movement.
Yeah,
right
throw that in the suggestion
got our
box.
Vote, Mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor.
Like Joe Rogan said, if I can touch them, they're real.
Fucking A.
As the mayor of boobs.
Yeah, if they're in my body, they're mine.
Yeah, I paid for it. I bought them.
So here's what's going to happen. We're going to do a series of questions. We're going to ask them, and then we're going to do a final round, and then someone will be motherfucking champion. Here we go. Who do we want to go first? Okay, Danica, this is to you. Which race in the United States loses their virginity first, on average? On average, what race tends to lose their virginity first? Can we get some sound effects? Some no, not a bomb. Can we get some like thinking music? There we go.
She doesn't want to say it. Like, I feel like we're both thinking she's going to
be racist.
African American.
That is that your final answer?
I have two answers, but I'll stick with that one.
Locked in.
What is your second answer?
Hispanic.
Not locked
not
in.
Not white. That's what. Not locked. Just say not white.
Which one you want to lock in? One of them is right. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you it. One of them is right.
African American.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Is that your locked in? You are wrong!
I was going to say Hispanic. It's Hispanic.
Yes. Yeah. Hispanics, they tend to lose, on average, lose their virginity at 14.2 years old.
Oh, really?
14.2.
And these are the guys who tend to take their virginity.
They still beat me.
I wait till 15.
Yeah,
I wait till 15.
When they don't have pee-pee panties anymore.
African-American school, and most of the girls were knocked up by seventh grade.
Yeah.
So that's why I went for that.
That was
one.
So racist.
That's easy though.
I'm going to hell.
Here's what we're going to allow you. I'm going to give you a point. Give her a point on that because I'm going to do something. I'm going to allow you guys to each, you can go to the expert over here, Miss Naughtylicious, if you want to help on your answers, okay? Here's the next one.
The Oracle will call
here
you.
Here we go. Are white women or black women more likely to reach orgasm during sex? Which one?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
That is not an answer.
Okay, all right.
White women or black women?
No, white women are too picky. Black women.
Locked in.
Oh, you locked in. Is this your final answer?
Black women.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Locked
you
in.
You are correct. Black women are 50% more likely than white women to reach orgasm during sex.
That's a very slim percent more
cool.
likely, though.
50%?
Oh, I thought you said 15.
I still come. I said 50.
Oh, I thought you said 15.
All yes. right. Okay. Cool.
I would have gone with 50. That answer, too.
All right, it's 1-1. It's 1-1.
Huge.
According to a study, which percentage of women in their 20s have engaged in anal sex in the last year? This is to you.
Can you make that like a multiple choice?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, can I you? Will. Okay. I will. A, 27%.
This is my favorite part of the game, 50%. Knowing that three of these are bullshit.
C, 22%, or D, 75%.
That was
a
bullshit.
Lie.
That was bullshit.
That one was bullshit.
D's bullshit. Do you need more music?
A is 25%. B is 22%.
You said A was 27%.
No, you said C was 22%.
Well, that's another fake one.
All right, it's not A, it's not D. Yeah.
So the 51, so 50, whatever 50. You said.
You're going to go 50.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to, the 22%.
Locked
you're
gonna
go
in.
Locked in.
You're going to go locked in.
Locked in.
She is locked
you're
in.
You're correct.
Ding, 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 ding. Sam, who are the multiple choice questions brought to you by today? So A, 4%.
I don't even know. Okay, here we go. To you. During an ABC News poll, what percentage of American adults have had a threesome? Okay, here we go. A, 14%. B, 20%. C, 25%. D, 70%.
I want to say 70, but that's just giving too much credit to, like, grown-ass men. So I'm going to say, what were the other options? 20%?
A, 14%.
My favorite question is, what are the other options?
B, 20%.
Because whichever one he gets wrong, you know, you're like, oh, there's the right answer.
C, 75%.
Bullshit.
D, 30%.
I think they changed.
Okay, let's... Wait, what the fuck? Okay, I'm going to say 20%.
Okay.
Which letter is that, Sam? Which letter is 20%?
That's easy. That was B. Do you want to go to your... is that your final answer?
Okay, this is my... I think it's going to be 20, because if it were more than that, then not so many men would be like, honey, can you please have a threesome with me?
Okay.
I've had a threesome with every guy I've been with.
Right. Me too. All
right. What?
And every woman I've been with.
Yeah.
With everybody?
Are you accepting applications?
Basically everything that breathes that I've come in contact with.
Yeah.
As long as you don't play video games 24/7,
no,
you make
don't.
That list.
No, these guys, do they look like they play video games?
Exactly. We don't
I
even
play
have
video
a TV,
games
24/7,
and I'm okay with having sex while playing video games.
Okay, what's your final answer?
20.
20%.
Locked in.
Is that you locked in?
Yeah.
Locked in.
You are incorrect.
Oh.
The correct answer was R, 9%.
14%.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
What was it, 4%?
More guys should date you guys then. That's for sure.
That is so sad.
Why don't we start having them both guess
the answer? We're going to go to both of you guys. Who can get closer? Approximately what percentage of U.S. women claim they've never experienced an orgasm? What percentage?
37%.
You just yelled that out? Okay.
So I'm going to say 69.
69%. You know. Wow. Okay, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yep.
Danica's closer, 10%.
Locked
what?
In.
What?
Locked in.
You think 69% have
what are we up to?
I don't know. I hear it from girls all the time.
What's
the,
how many have we done?
Three.
Okay.
I thought this Oprah special.
No, that was four.
Four.
Yeah. Four.
So what's the score?
Technically, since you gave me the first.
One. Yeah, I have 2-1. Danica
2-1.
In the lead.
The scoreboard
okay.
is...
Very here we go.
Faint.
Is that invisible ink?
It's like reading the score through fog.
I don't know much about sex except for how to have it.
Okay. Everybody,
Charlie has to urinate on it to see the score.
How just many calories are in semen? How many calories?
I actually looked this up one time.
Okay.
And I can't fucking
are
remember.
You Googling?
No, I'm doing an emoji con story
go
right
look.
Now.
Go look if she's Googling. What do you mean you're doing emoji?
Yeah, I don't know. If
yeah,
let's
be
now.
In the moment. Right,
you're not taking it seriously.
Can you put that down for 2 seconds?
I did.
You're going
have down
for
two
Miss
seconds.
Fake Tits 2014,
and you're checking in on Foursquare. What the hell?
Yeah. Listen, granted, it's a 50-50 shot.
I just got yelled at.
I want to say that there's like 53 calories 53 in like
53 calories.
Yeah.
What, do you
what quantity?
In like, in like,
I know. In
like,
how much?
In like a tablespoon.
A 1 ounce.
Like, everybody, quiet.
Like 2 tablespoons?
1 tablespoon. 1 ounce.
Okay, let's,
1 ounce.
Let's say 27.
27.
9 calories.
9 calories. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Closer. Danica.
Are you fucking
wow.
kidding me?
Five,
I'm going home.
5 calories.
I'm going
five
home.
Calories.
Five
and I'm going to go eat some fucking calories.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get my mouth
I feel
pregnant.
Like a
oh my God,
only
I can start eating cum now
yeah,
instead
girl,
of fast
I got way
food.
More than
yeah.
Girls.
How much protein is in that
it
shit?
It brings a new meaning to drive through.
Okay.
It makes your hair feel good.
Here we
really
go.
Good.
I'll take.
We're going to do one more question, then we're going to go to the final round. Final round.
But
here we go.
As long as women know, eat more cum if you're on diets, girls.
Here we go.
Load up at the cum bar.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a fact.
How many sex acts occur each day on the planet Earth?
What
the fuck does that even mean?
Okay, that means how many sex acts
well,
happen on the
planet? It depends.
What
do you consider a fucking sex act? Because I look at something, I'm like, damn, that's really sexual. When
that's
it's just
not,
like somebody eating
a
fucking
that
popsicle.
Is not a
what do you mean?
Genitals are
figuring
getting gyrated.
How many?
Yes.
Okay, so there's
a
like
day?
What, 6
a
billion
day.
People in the world. So,
how many of those people?
Are we limited to people?
36,532,000.
36 million, okay. 500.
Oh my God, I want to say like 3 billion.
3 billion sex acts.
The good news is
was everybody just boning all the time?
That's my kind of world.
Who's closer?
Okay.
No, there's 6
correct
billion.
Answer is 100 million. Which means you're closer.
Closer without going over.
I think you might be insulated and
data?
Poor.
Here we go. I need a chair in here. I need a chair in here. We're going to go to the final. You are down big.
This
you are
big.
Down big.
That but, is not fair because you gave her like two of them. The
he
first
gave me
one. Was incorrect. And then the
but
second one.
But you can get
one.
Back because this final round's worth
okay.
1 billion points.
Oh, yeah. It's her butthole.
Here we go.
3 billion.
We're going to have Miss Naughtylicious spank you guys. And whoever takes the spanking the best wins the championship.
Have you ever
do
worked
I get
for
to go
kink?
As hard as I want?
I love them.
Okay.
We don't want to crush them. They're
okay.
our friends. But do that professionally. She's a professional. Turn around so I can see it. Charlie, you selfish bitch.
And we only have about
why would
two
you
minutes.
Have it not
so
facing you guys?
There.
Actually, I already
face
have
us.
To back out of this one because I can't have Waltz for tomorrow.
No, oh, she's not going to hit
I'm
you
not
hard.
Gonna,
well, because well, she can take it.
Beat
no,
me.
I, that's
beat
not
me
what
twice.
More
yeah, yeah,
it's about hotness.
Well, I can grab them.
Yes,
but.
Being sexy. Just being sexy. Here we go.
Well, how about this? Well, then why don't we make it so that this at least makes it a tie?
No, I'm going to go for 1 billion points.
Can
right.
I get 1 billion points right yeah. now?
Sam Tripoli sticking
it's
to his
be
guns.
Fine. It's not going to be hard. Trust me on this.
This game just
you
became
first.
Rock and
first.
Jock. Okay.
You guys, now, here we
what
go.
What do I do?
So you,
do
she's
do?
Going to lay down, or you could put her over your knee. It's your call. What do you want?
Over my knee. Okay.
Over your knee. That's okay, good. Here we go. Over your knee.
You
someone
can see
hold
the
this for her.
Dominatrix coming out.
I want a fucking mic slipping on my ass. Like
okay. Are you guys okay with this?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Do you mind if we masturbate while we watch this?
I mean, this is.
I swear, we won't come on the carpet or anything. We're civilized.
Here we go. Okay. We have Miss Naughtylicious
like,
is putting her over your knee.
Realize how big your biceps are, so my ass is just like real scared all of a sudden.
That's
no,
a good thing you're
not getting fisted.
This
not getting
is not.
Fisted.
We're not going for harsh. We're going for seduction. Okay, this is more about seduction.
What if I like it harsh?
This is perfect placement, by the way. You have our vote.
In my opinion, a proper spanking always has a nice warm up.
Okay,
like, you don't want to go in cold and like hurt
you don't
someone.
Pull your
okay,
ass.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. We're gonna go a little longer than normal, just a tiny bit. Here we go.
This is not what I signed up for.
Yeah,
she looked back at us.
You, this is your destiny. Here we
You've
go.
Been a bad, bad girl.
Here
bad,
we go.
Bad.
Scored.
Is yes.
How they react?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll make it up as I go.
It's like the talent section.
Here
we don't
go.
Know what we're looking for until we see it.
Her arms are way bigger than ours.
Here yeah, we go. Ready? There we go. Be nice. There we go. Oh, oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. Bam. There we go. Pop, pop, pop. Bongo session. That was
very,
great. Well done. Well done, Alexa.
Well delivered.
Okay. What was your? How? How'd she handle it?
She was really calm.
Is that it?
More noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danica, go for the points. This is for the win. This is for the win.
I don't have panties on.
That's all right. I mean, it's, we've all
friends.
Seen beavers
final
before.
Round,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Final round. Here we go. This is for the win.
Do I have
to? Yes! It's for the love of the
I'm
game.
I'm so scared.
It's
don't
she'll
be scared.
Treat you nice. Trust us. We'll be fine
don't
with
be
you.
Scared. Don't
we'll
be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
If you're scared, go to
there
church.
We go. Look at this loving face. She'll treat you fine.
Don't be scared.
I swear on it. There we go. This is a porno itself.
I know, right?
Come on.
I'm like, I do this for kink and get tied up.
There we go. There we go.
That's my favorite thing, tying people.
Pull it up. Pull it up. There we go. Pull it up. So we got to go. There we go. There we go. This for America.
Oh, I got the foot set.
It's for America. There we go. I love it. Oh, points, points.
She's the winner.
Oh, she
oh,
won?
Geez. You declared it?
How am I not the winner?
While you were gone, she
how
got fisted.
How am I not the fucking winner? But I'm it's supposed to be like, who can take it the best? I didn't even.
I love
I didn't even
the Muppet upset that she didn't win. I can
no.
listen to that all day.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She yeah.
Take your panties off.
Yeah, pull your panties off.
Off.
As she's going out, yeah, do it as we're going
recount.
Out. Guys,
no.
where can we see you? Where can we find you? Spank her as we
They'll
go. Pull the panties down.
You can follow us on Twitter, Corey and Chad. And we'll be at the we'll be on the East Coast this weekend and Ontario Improv February 19th.
And that's at Corey and Chad.
Yeah,
the
C-O-R-Y. C-O-R-Y, the letter N-C-H-A-D. Corey and Chad. Twitter, Facebook, all that.
I almost came.
I want you to talk because you're laughing like a gold.
Whole night calories worth.
Okay. Miss Lottie Licious. Michelle, where are you going to be? Where they can find you? And you're awesome.
Awesome.
They can find me online at MoxieEmotion.com or on Twitter at MoxieEmotion.com or Instagram.
Oh, my God.
It's all the same.
Awesome.
I have nothing at Reynolds Gareth on Twitter. I love you.
What do we got?
Go to naughtyshow.net and leave comments under our stuff. We
Please
love that.
Do. Guys, hey, Minnesota, I'm out there. House of Comedy at the Mall of America all week. Come out. Hang out. And then the following week, Temecula, I'm at Aces. Come hang out with us. Ladies, what do you got pushed?
MissDanicaDillon.com and Twitter, Danica Dillon.
We love you. So much, Danica Dillon.
Yep.
We love you. You're a favorite on the show. And you
glad.
Are always welcome.
Thanks. I'm just going to set up camp right over there.
Please, stay here
you
and
You can
live.
Stay at our house.
Yeah.
Alexa, where are you going to be?
Alexa Ames at Twitter.com. Where am I going to be? I don't know where I am right now. Alexa Ames, A-L-E-X-A-A-M-E-S.
And we can soon see your comedy thing come down Pornhub, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, they just put a clip out on YouTube that I did with Simple Pickup Guys.
Send it to us and we'll tweet
and
it.
And I actually just got a couple stand-up gigs. So.
Yay! Do you guys push something real quick?
Dirty Cakes at House of Blues, February 27th. We're headlining for my birthday.
All right. Well, I'll be there. All right, guys. Great show. We love Playboy Radio. All things comedy. Great show, everybody. Thanks for coming on. We love you all so much. And we'll see you on the other side. Because without you... We're just talking to ourselves.
Hey, Gareth, I have a little bit of a problem.
Why, Christopher, what is it?
Well, you see, I love podcasts, but I also love black people.
Now, see, the podcast you're looking for is a podcast known as The Champs. It's hosted by two amazing funny people, Neil Brennan, Moshe Kesher.
But wait, Gareth, I said I love black people.
I'm getting to that, you asshole.
All right,
you just let me finish. The difference between this podcast and all other podcasts is that the only people who are on this podcast are African American, or as we say a lot of the times, black people.
people, wow. Comedians, Neil Brennan, Moshe Kesher, the champs, All Things Comedy.
Fucks with it.
Go to allthingscomedy.com to hear The Champs, The Naughty Show, and other great podcasts.
Bye, everybody.